10:11 now. A public feud between President Trump and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker continues this morning, with President Trump tweeting again this morning that the Tennessee Republican was made to sound a fool in a recent New York Times interview. The Twitter war has left many Republicans silent, and it comes as the president's former chief strategist declares war on Republicans who are critical of the White House agenda.
Joining us live now, former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele. Welcome back, Michael. Thanks for being with us.
It's good to be with you. Absolutely.
So this Twitter war continues today, and interesting that we really haven't heard from any Republican members of Congress who've come forward to condemn what Senator Corker has said about the president. Why do you suppose that is?
Because they agree with him. And in large measure, the senator is right. If he and his staff have indicated that they know firsthand that in large measure, his colleagues agree with his assessment of the White House at this point. They are somewhat henpecked by this administration for some reason. They have this inordinate fear of a very small portion of the Republican base. And they are allowing and giving, in my estimate, they're giving life to an anti-Republican movement within the party. And it is pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic at this point that the leadership, House and Senate, cannot in some manner corral the insanity that has engulfed this administration when it comes to this public projection of who we are as Republicans, what we value, the things we're going to fight for. All of that is now meaningless because we're caught up in some asinine Twitter campaign against the party. So there is that. What the administration will soon come to rue is that Senator Corker will gum up everything they want to do. And so those big projects that they want to get done, they're going to go across Senator Corker's desk. And let's see how much fun they have dealing with trying to pry that loose from his fingers for passage.
Well, there's also a feeling that because Senator Corker's leaving the Senate after next year, he's going to be more free to be critical of the president. But there have also been reports that many members of Congress have privately expressed frustrations with the White House that they have not said publicly. You think that'll change, too?
It should change. They need to express it publicly. There is no check. There is no countervailing voice to what the administration is projecting and what it is saying. And that is not to be anti-administration. That is, look, we've got to be about the business of the nation. We are now the governing party. We are the majority in the House, the Senate. We have the White House. And when you look at the past 9 months, what do you account for? Judge Gorsuch, I mean, there's only so much, giving that the Judge Gorsuch nomination and Supreme Court elevation is going to get for you. So you've got to do something more. And right now, the members are sort of sitting there looking at each other, trying to figure out what that should be.
And it all comes as Steve Bannon is calling for Senator Corker to resign and for pretty much a declaration of war on the Republican establishment that doesn't back the president.
Well, you back the president when the president is right. You back the president when the president is consistent.
And what about the idea? What about the idea? Not to interrupt you, but what about the idea that Senator Corker and members of Congress are not beholden to the president? They represent the people of their states and of this country.
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, that is truth. I mean, party doesn't trump. the obligation you have to the people of who elected you, and so you know. They're going to develop their hit list. They're going to come after certain members who aren't loyal to the president. Well, loyalty is not blind, and loyalty is earned. And the president has not earned the loyalty of the members. Just because you're the titular head of the party doesn't command loyalty to an agenda that doesn't exist, to the kind of behavior that the White House, in particular the president, has exhibited. So that's the gulf that exists between the White House and the leadership right now. Bannon is going to largely enlarge that gulf, if you will, by going after and targeting certain members And this is just going to boil down to a mess. If the goal is to lose the Senate and the House next year, well, okay, we could be on that trajectory if the leadership does not counterpunch.
Michael, thank you. Good to talk to you this morning.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Take care now.
Former RNC Chairman Michael Steele.